Posuk Aleph. Aharoin. Make sure we hear the hey. Aharoin. V'omar to. The word is milra. V'omar to. Loy yitamo. Make sure we hear the yud. Yitamo. Posuk Gimel. Habesulo. Hakiroivo. Dogesh in the bays and the kuf. Hoyesa, hoyesa, and loch, mapik hey. Pasuk dalid, again loy yitamo. Make sure we hear the yud. The word baal, the main accent is on the bays, and make sure you sound the ayin and that it does not sound like baal, baal. Korcho, pasuk hey. The komatz under the kuf is a komatz katan, therefore the reish is a shvanach. Of as zikonam, make sure you say the suf of as, and then zikonam, the zayin of zikonam. Loy yigalechu. Pasuk vav. Again, v'loy yichalalu. All these words that begin with yud, there may be a tendency to swallow them. Make sure that you are madgish the yud. Heim makrivim. Heim ends with the mem. Makrivim begins with a mem. Make sure we hear both. V'hoyu koidesh is an asoig achar. Generally, the word is v'hoyu, but because of koidesh, where the accent is on the first syllable, it pushes back the negina to the hay, v'hoyu koidesh. Pasuk zayin, the word is v'chalolo, v'chalolo. Loy yikochu. The next phrase is an important one, v'isho, grusho, me'isho, me'isho, as a mapik hay. It means, and a woman divorced by her husband. Isha means woman. Isha with the mapik means her husband. V'isha grusha me isha. Pasuches, ani Hashem, pause, mekadishchem. Do not say ani and then Hashem mekadishchem. Pasuk tes, ki sechel liznois. Sechel ends with a lamed, liznois begins with a lamed. Make sure we hear both of them. Pasuk yud, habbegodim, shvano, under the bays. Loy yifro, loy yifroim, both words starting with a yud. In yud aleph as well, loy yavoi, loy yitamo. Yud bays, the same. Loy yeitze, v'loy yichalel. Pasuk yud gimel, v'hu, isha b'psuleho yikach. V'hu has a zakef gadol, v'hu, make sure there's a pause, and then isha b'psuleho yikach. You do not want to put v'hu and isha together to say, hu isha. That's self-explanatory. Pasuk tezvav, the last word, mekadeshoi, mekadeshoi, dogesh in the dalid, shvono. This word is in the form of a binyan pl. We have now completed Parshas Emor.